Voters in North Dakota famously like to mix things up, sending one party to the White House, the other to Congress. In a closely watched Senate race there, Democrat Heidi Heitkamp narrowly leads the vote count, but Republican Rick Berg says he won't concede the race until a recount is complete. The race hinged on voters like those our reporter Netta Ulaby found.
It's a tale of two ticket splitters. Both are registered Republicans who braved the bite of the November prairie winds to vote in an elementary school in West Fargo. Ticket splitter number one is named Gary Hansen. He just turned 70.
Happy for that, I guess, that I'm still around. But
Hansen voted for Mitt Romney. And for U.S. Senate?
For somebody from my hometown, Heidi Heitkamp.
Wait, she's a Democrat. But Gary Hansen says his vote was not about the politics, but...
The person. And I think she's a person of great character and ethics, and she has a lot of sound values.
But our second ticket splitter, Nicole Christensen, voted against Heitkamp for Senate. She voted for the Republican, Rick Berg. Christensen is 28, a pharmacist, and...
I work at a community health center, so I did vote for Obama.
For Obama.
He was very instrumental in providing a grant 4 years ago for us to open a new community health center called Family Healthcare. So that's why I voted for him.
Ticket splitting is a proud North Dakota tradition. The state's voted for Republican presidents and a Democratic senator regularly for decades. One resident explained the logic like this. You need the Democrats to get the money. You need the Republicans to keep it in the state. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Fargo.